Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, victim groups are today expressing fears about delays in criminal trials. This follows a case before the Central Criminal Court yesterday, where a defendant charged with attempted murder had a trial date set in March 2023. And earlier this week, commencement dates for four other trials were also set for 2023. The court system is grappling to keep their system going while introducing measures to stop the spread of COVID-19. For more on this, I'm joined by the Chief Executive of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, Nolene Blackwell. Nolene, you're very welcome to the programme. There's been a particular impact, I believe, on jury trials since the pandemic began.
Yeah, so juries haven't been able to come together. They haven't. So cases that involve a jury where there's a trial going on of a serious case that we'd be interested in would be a rape or an aggravated sexual assault or something, where those are going on, where the person is denying that the offence took place, which they're certainly entitled to do. In those cases, they're entitled to a jury trial. Mm-hmm. And juries aren't being empaneled at the moment. So the reality is that things that were already very distressing for victims of sexual offences, where they were having to wait for a very long time to have their cases heard, are simply made worse. It's not the fault of the court system. Juries can't be brought in at the moment. They can't be started. But the restrictions are definitely creating what was already a bad situation.
This must be, Nolene, causing some distress for the people you counsel and support.
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone who's going to be giving evidence in a criminal trial who'd be delighted that it's put off. But there's a particular issue in relation to sexual offences, and that is it's mostly committed by somebody that the person knows. The two people know each other. So it could be somebody in their family, somebody at work, somebody in their community. And so the reality is, for all the time between the time that the person is charged and the case is going to go to court and the time it actually goes to court, that big long period is a period where both the person making the complaint, the victim, and the accused are both stuck with having to kind of live in this limbo land, often sometimes in the same house. And that is that's a very distressing thing to have to do, even for a short period. Mm-hmm. And to have to extend that period only makes it 10 times worse, 20 times worse.
Indeed. Or even they could encounter those people, the accused, for example, if they were let out on bail, and they could be in the same community. The other thing that strikes me, Nolene, is that very often defence counsel, during the trial, they rely on the time lag between the alleged offence and the time it takes to get to trial, very often, in terms of probing any witness that may come forward and playing on memory lapses and so on. That must cause a difficulty in the future, surely.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Cormac. And it is, again, worse in sexual offences, where very often the main evidence in the case is the testimony given by both the victim and the accused. And in those cases, where that period is extended, the victim has to live with every single piece of that evidence for the entire time. They have to remember all of the evidence exactly the way it was, because the testimony that will be given will be their evidence. And in the meantime, if you're trying to relive something that may be the worst thing that ever happened to you in your life, mm-hmm. that has had a deep traumatic impact on you, and you have to keep this going the whole time, there is a real danger that you're doing your own health no good. And the other danger then for all our society is that already many, many cases that are reported to the Gardaí, people drop out of them along the way. And often the reason they drop out is they want to get on with their lives. The extended delay may make that even worse. And the reality of that then is that those who commit sexual abuse, including rape, will get away with it.
Okay. Nolene Blackwell of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, thank you very much indeed.